Hello, everybody, and welcome to once again another Friday. So today, Cole and I were thinking we would just kind of discuss the shit going on with the protesting and the riots, share some opinions and our thoughts. Hopefully you don't think we're too ignorant or anything, just our opinions and stuff about the whole situation. So yeah, right off the bat, how do you feel about it, Cole?
Well, obviously, like, police are in the wrong and, like, starting it. Like, it's not like they're rioting for no reason.
Right.
But, I don't know. What did Target do? Like, that's one of the things I don't really agree with. Like, I get rioting and stuff, but I don't know if looting Target and Verizon stores really helps anything.
Yeah, I feel like that might have been a little bit too overboard, but...
But then again, fucking a few years ago when whatever team won the Super Bowl, white people were looting stores and shit, and that's over a football game, so...
I don't remember that. Yeah, I think the looting and stuff is a little bit overboard, but I definitely understand where everybody's coming from.
Yeah, like I can see why they're doing it.
Like, obviously, after something so monumental that happened, there's going to be some outrage.
And it's been happening for such a long time, like...
Yeah.
It's not like this is the first time it's happened.
Yeah. But honestly, I kind of support it. Not necessarily the burning and looting, but just the... overall public outrage.
Yeah, and like the message that they're trying to get across.
Yeah.
Like, obviously there's nothing wrong with that.
I would like to hope that you know, this starts something, because obviously shit needs to change in America.
Yeah, like as someone who is going through police classes right now, like obviously something needs to be done about it, because... It isn't every cop, obviously, but the fact that it's happening so often shows that something's wrong.
All right.
With the way police are responding to situations that don't really need to end up how they're ending up.
Yeah. So I have a question. If there's, let's say, 1,000 good cops, but there's 10 bad cops... And those other 900, like those, and say 10 good, or no, and 10 cops
Yeah. Do
something like this, and the 990 left don't do anything to step in, would you say that that is a total of 1,000 bad cops, or how do you feel about that?
Yes and no. Like, obviously they should step in, and it's bad that they're not doing anything about it. Like, how am I trying to say? Like, they're bad for not stepping in, but I don't think they're bad on the same level as the 10 that are, like, killing people that are unarmed.
Right, and I'm sure they feel like it's not their place either, like...
But, yeah, it is, but, like, it is.
Right, like, you...
Like, your job is to help people, even if it's helping a person who's being attacked by another cop, like...
Yeah, like, you sign an oath to protect the public.
Exactly.
And you see shit going down, you're not exactly helping the public anyway.
So, like, the 900 cops that would just stand there and watch are bad, but they're not, like, the same level.
Right.
But they're still... not doing their job.
Right.
Like, if you can prevent someone from dying, you should step in. But if you're not, then you're not doing your job.
It kind of sucks, because the sole purpose of, like, police is to make the, you know, like, a community feel safe.
Yeah.
But I feel like... Oh, God. gosh, like the past decade or so, nobody really correlates a police cruiser to feeling safe. It's kind of like,
yeah, exactly.
So I hope shit starts to change. How do you feel about the president's tweets?
Oh, fuck.
Here, I'll read them real quick in case.
Such a fucking nut job.
I'll read them real quick in case nobody. Or it might have even got.
I know one of them got removed by Twitter.
All right, here we go. I got them. Oh shit! One of them got deleted.
Yeah.
So the beginning of the tweet was like, I can't stand back and watch this happen to a great American city, Minneapolis. A total lack of leadership. Either the very weak radical left mayor, Jacob Frey, get his act together and bring the city under control, or I will send the National Guard and get the job right. And then the tweet that got deleted was more like, I will not stand back and watch these thugs, you know, like, disgrace.
Yeah. And the end of it was like, if the looting
when the looting starts, the shooting starts.
So he's basically threatening to sic the National Guard onto the protesters to kill them.
Yeah.
Which is...
There was a very interesting tweet I saw. I don't want to, like, say I'm getting, like, educated from Twitter, because I know that's not, like, the most reliable source. But there was a tweet with picture proof of saying that the president quoted, it was some kind of law enforcement, it was either a cop or a sheriff or something like that, who is known, this was in like the 1970s, and he was very known for racial discrimination in law enforcement, and like he was known to do a bunch of bad shit, like just prejudice against blacks. And it was an article in a newspaper where he quoted that exact same thing. So it really makes you think.
I saw one where it was like from like 2014 or 2015 where Trump was like, I don't remember it like word for word, but Trump was saying something about Obama like calling black people thugs, and he was like, when the president calls black people thugs, that's obviously racist. And then like 5 years later, Trump is tweeting about black people being thugs.
Right. So much of this shit he says now is so contradictory to the stuff he used to say just because he didn't like who was in office.
Yeah.
And that's shitty how an American leader can switch up like that. Because he had, like, his beliefs back then weren't even that bad.
No.
Like, they were, you know, an understanding voice.
Well, assuming that's actually what he believed.
Yeah.
He wasn't just saying that.
Well,
because he didn't like Obama.
Right. It really sucks that our two presidential candidates are Biden and Trump.
How the fuck did we end up with those two? Like, same with 2016. How did we end up having to pick between Hillary and Donald? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah. Like, at this point, I'm hoping Joe Biden gets elected, even though he might be a decent amount of senile, just because...
It's literally just like, if my grandpa ran for president, like, he kind of just says shit.
Yeah. I think if he was president, he wouldn't be like, obviously they're not gonna let him
talk about his leg hair.
Yeah, on a public stage. Yeah.
Like, I feel like he would have to have like, or not have to, but like he would have someone write his shit for him.
Yeah.
He'd have a ghostwriter.
Yeah. It just sucks. It's kind of scary to think about the future that America is heading in. And I'm also wondering how other nations of the world are viewing us right now. I'm sure they don't have very good opinions.
No.
And I don't mean to say this to hate on Trump or hate on anybody that likes him, because I, you know, I, under- I understand people's beliefs.
Yeah,
but
if you like Trump, I don't care.
At this point, though, I really don't know how you could support him. I feel like ever since he's gotten elected, there's been way more bad stuff that has happened to outweigh the good stuff. And he's more than likely going to beat Biden to be in office for another 4 years. Yeah, shit's crazy. But again, back to the rioters. I would be more against it if they attacked more like local businesses and stuff like that. But the fact that it was corporations doesn't really make me feel that bad. The people should have a voice, and this shit's been happening far too long. And I'm kind of glad something's happening at this point, because when you look back at history, it did take protests for like women's suffrage to end, and you know, maybe not as radical as it is now, but I don't think there was other like women's suffrage and like I think LGBT rights protesting. Yeah. Like people got to speak up for stuff to happen, so. Even though I don't necessarily agree with the outcome, I still think something had to give at some point.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I definitely agree with, like, what their message is, and, like, obviously, like, there is police brutality. I just don't know if they're going about it the right way.
Right.
Because I feel like with what they're doing, they're just giving, like, racist people the ability to just be like, oh, look what the black people are doing. They're being thugs and stuff. And, like, but I, cause, and I don't know, cause they also tried, like, the kneeling thing, and people shit on them for that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like,
so,
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Like,
he was peaceful protesting and no one did anything.
He was literally expressing a right that American soldiers have fought for, and he got absolutely shit on for kneeling because he didn't agree with the way.
Yeah, people misconstrued his message to the point where he got like banned from the NFL or whatever happened.
Yeah, no teams just wanted to sign him because they thought he'd be a liability and social status.
And like his message wasn't even anything to do with the flag or the national anthem.
Yeah.
He was just using the platform he had.
Yeah, and
because he's not going to be able to kneel in the middle of a football game.
Yeah.
Like, he went with the chance he had.
And that's straight up freedom of speech, too. And it's so crazy that people always want to talk about the Constitution and what constitutional rights. Like,
and people are acting like he posted a video of him wiping his ass with the flag.
Yeah.
And like, I don't get it.
Yeah, like people wanna always bring up the right to bear arms and stuff, but then they only acknowledge rights when it just, you know, helps them or, you know, whatever. So I was thinking, how do you feel about the comparison to the rioting in Minneapolis to the Boston Tea Party? I understand it's like kind of a stretch to compare them, but at the same time, if you look at the core reasoning, I think the Yankees were being oppressed by the king and taxation and stuff like that, and they protested by throwing tea in the harbor, and I feel like that's kind of similar to what's happening in Minneapolis, although burning buildings is not exactly the same as dumping shit into a harbor.
But like back in the day, it kind of like that was probably looked at as like an extreme.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
the more I've thought about it, the more I can see that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really agree with it at first, but like, when you compare back then to now, like, it's pretty fair to compare those two.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel like if America is gonna praise that historically, like, as the start of our freedom, why are you gonna shit on people for just wanting to be treated equally?
Yeah, and like, looking at it now, it's like, if the rioters, like, now were just like if they were just throwing shit into a lake, like, that wouldn't get anything done.
Yeah.
But, like, back then, that was, like, a big deal, because it messed with, like, exports and stuff.
Yeah. And I feel like, regardless if protesting is violent or if it's passive, there's usually going to end up with casualties.
Yeah. Someone on either side is gonna start something that wasn't originally intended on.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously I wouldn't know, but I doubt when they started protesting, their intentions wasn't to, like, let's go loot Target, that'll show them. Like, it probably just ended up, people got too out of hand and carried away.
Yeah.
Like, obviously I wasn't there, so I don't know.
Apparently there's a little bit of a rumor that undercover cops had set some fires too, which I am not gonna, like, I don't know if that's true, so I'm not gonna say it is, but if that is happening, that's so shitty.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason I could think of it happening is to make it seem like the public is being overdramatic, and I don't know.
Yeah, like, to make it look like they're going overboard.
Yeah.
Like, I would believe that.
Yeah. Like, to make it feel like the police have the right to silence them.
Yeah.
Especially with Trump saying he's gonna call in the military if it gets too bad. That is literally so unnecessary.
And, like, with the undercover police setting fires, I can see how, like, obviously we don't know if it's true or not at this point, but, like, I could see, like, people from the right trying to cover that up, and then, like, people from the left, like, making that up to seem like police are worse, but obviously we don't know right now.
I feel like we're looking more at the problem about the rioters, like, they're more in the wrong and we're trying to fix it with them than the actual police system. And
yeah, we spend, like, more energy and, like, resources criticizing and, like, trying to silence the protesters when they're just the ones responding to the problem.
Yeah.
Even if you, like, think that they're going overboard, like, there wouldn't be protests and riots if the original problem wasn't there.
Right. And like I said before, this kind of thing can only happen so many times before something's got to give.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hopefully, I don't know, you don't think we're too stupid about voicing our opinions. That's totally fine if you have conflicting views. Completely understand that. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But in the long run, I just really think shit like this needs to stop happening. And hopefully this is the start. Hopefully this is the beginning of the end, so to speak.
Like, I don't want to say that police departments aren't taking it seriously, because, like, obviously the guy got fired. I don't know. I'm assuming he's, like, getting charged with something.
I saw that he fled to his house after that.
Yeah.
And, like, the police force was literally, like, setting human barricades of himself to protect him. And apparently he fled to Florida now. And
bad choice. Out of all the places to flee, Florida.
Gonna catch a Molotov in your window.
Yeah, I wanna... I wish I was a fly on the wall when he had that discussion.
Gosh. And it... Yeah, that officer has a bad history of... actions like this.
Yeah.
Which, you would think, in a perfect world, after his first offense, he would either... You know, more action would be taken. Yeah. But... Instead, it's like his fourth or fifth, and you know, I don't believe all cops are bad either. I just think, I don't know.
The ones who are get more, like, I don't know how to, like, more publicity, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, no news station is, like, reporting about cops who, like, go out of their way to help people and stuff.
Yeah, like, the only...
like, that's the expected thing for them to do.
Right. Like, the only, I guess, good cop highlights would be, like, them just playing basketball with some kids.
Like, yeah, like, it's more newsworthy to say that stuff than have a report about a cop playing basketball with some kids.
Right. Media sucks, too. I hope they don't blow this out of proportion and kind of hypnotize the public.
I feel like the media just constantly makes it worse than it should be.
Yeah. I do not like Fox News. It is playing all the time in my house, and I just, like, just deliver the news and don't be a dick about it. You don't have to completely slander somebody just because you don't agree with them.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's what we got to say about that. Hopefully, you know, there's obviously not much, you know, us as just civilians can do, but I guess it could start with just calling out people for being racist. You know, I've seen a petition floating around, and also, like, I think there's, like, a fund going on to free people that have been in prison because of the riot.
Yeah, that's, I don't agree with that. Like, they shouldn't get arrested for, depending on what they did.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyways, on a lighter note, Cole and I figured we'd just share some weird dreams we've had. Talk about
it on a positive note.
Yeah, talk about a 180. But, you want to go or you want me to share mine?
I got to think. So, if you want to go first, if you have any. All
right. The only dream I've ever really, like, always, that's always stuck with me, was when I was like 12 or something, and I lived at this trailer, and there was with my mom and my little brother and her boyfriend, and we had like a decent amount of land on there. We had like a garden and shit, which is pretty big. But anyways, I had a dream that I was, I believe, jumping on the trampoline with my little brother, because we had a trampoline. And the trampoline was right next to these woods, and in the woods there's this creek, and we were jumping, and the woods have always creeped me out when I was a little kid. And in my dream, I was just jumping, and I look into the forest, and I see like this figure in like, I want to say, a purple robe. I don't remember.
It was the Pope.
I couldn't see its face, but I told my brother, I was like, we should probably go inside. So we get off the trampoline and we start walking towards the house, and this figure is just slowly coming out of the woods. And so we get to the house, and I'm like ready to go inside, and my little brother sees like this thing in like cracks. It's I don't know exactly what it was. It was some kind of game thing, but it wasn't like a, it's sort of like a Game Boy, I guess, but it wasn't exactly. Anyways, he stops and he's starting to like mess with it or whatever. I'm like, dude, come on, we gotta get in the house. And meanwhile, this figure is just getting closer and closer, and I'm starting to wig out. So finally, I just grab, like, I see what he's looking at, and I kind of get distracted by it. And this thing's like getting real close, so I just grab him and I get inside. And as soon as I shut the door, the thing is at the door, but it could not get in. And then after I close the door, I just kind of look at it, and it takes off this mask it has, and its face was just like kind of like tentacles, and it kind of just like screamed, and I was just like, what the hell. So my mom's boyfriend comes over, and he just kind of looks at it, and then he just calls it a fucker or some swear word. And yeah, I think I woke up after that point, and I was really weirded out. So
can't imagine why.
Yeah, so that was my dream.
Okay, so mine is, it was when I was like 6, I think. It was like elementary school or early middle school.
Sure.
When my mom used to go to Boston, I would stay at my grandparents' house, and it was the one that we just went to get the coolers. And it was like, I woke up, and for some reason, I was a giant piece of toast. And, you know, Animal from the Muppets?
Is that the drummer?
Yeah, the, like, red furry thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's, like, 50 of them.
Oh, God.
And I fucking, you know, the, like, spiral staircase that we went to, like, get into the basement? They're, like, breaking in through the, like, upstairs doors. So I ran down there, and then there was somehow, like, 3 of them at the bottom of the steps. And one of them, I don't know why the fuck I was a giant piece of toast. One of them, like, bit my leg off.
Oh, shit.
So I was just hopping. And then I got to, like, when you're downstairs, there's, like, 3 beds. And I, like, hid between 2 of them. And then I like peeked over, and they were like 3 feet tall, but they all like morphed into one.
Oh shit.
And it was like fucking 50 feet tall, and then it ate me, and I woke up.
Oh God.
Like, I don't know what caused that dream, or like why I remember it so much, but I think it explains a lot. Like, I think that kind of sums it up.
I don't really dream that much anymore, but I'm sure I do, but I just don't remember them when I wake up, and that sucks, because I'm trying to like lucid dream. That shit's cool.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that apparently when you're like getting sleepy in bed and you're like about to fall asleep, if you just think to yourself a bunch, like, all right, I'm, you know, sleeping, I'm dreaming, whatever, then you'll like realize, and then you'll be able to just
do whatever,
go ham in your dream,
get some cooch.
Yeah.
Do you have any more?
I have one other, but I can only really remember parts, so I don't know if it, I guess I'll, so like I was, I don't even know what, but I was in this area, and it was like this ginormous lake or whatever, and it had like a big ass waterfall, and I think it was, I was with like Greek gods or something, like Poseidon.
Hell yeah.
And we were in this building, and they had like exosuits. I don't know, they had like exosuits, so I put one on, and I think they told me to just jump to the bottom of the waterfall, so I did. That was crazy. But, and then I think I woke up after that, so I don't really, it was the weird, like, you know, you just get those random dreams once in a while. I read this, fact that apparently only like 5% of your dreams take places in places you've never been before. So that's kind of crazy. And that was someplace I've never been before. But also, I was watching Netflix the other night, and I was watching this series I talked about in a, I think the last episode or something, but it was like the human brain or mind explained. And I watched this episode about dreaming, and it was really cool. It's so crazy that there's so much about the human brain that we still don't know. And who knows if we'll ever find out. I would hope so, because, you know, technology's...
Yeah. Brain is us.
Yeah. We don't, like... You know, shit's going on inside our own head that we just can't comprehend. Like, we don't even know why we dream. Or if dreams, like, have meanings. So that's crazy. Love to hear about your guys' crazy dreams. I don't know exactly how that would happen.
DM us.
Yeah. Maybe we'll... That'd be kind of cool to do an episode about, like, you know, maybe we'll just, like...
Just have people send us in stuff.
Yeah, we'll be, like...
Interesting facts or their opinions on stuff.
Yeah.
Or life experiences that they want to share.
Yeah, maybe we could do something like that in the future.
We can do them anonymously, too.
Yeah.
If you wanna.
Yeah, or we can just give code names, like, Jill. Jill said... homicide is good.
Spitting fact.
If we do that, hopefully people actually send stuff in, because that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know we got a little bit political in today's episode, and that's... Sometimes it's just, you know, if it makes you uncomfortable...
Don't listen. Don't need
you. Really, yeah. You know, don't not think about something just because it makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like to get political just because it's a very touchy subject to people. And it's hard to...
It's really easy to, like, split people up. Like,
yeah.
There are a lot of people who, like, won't like you because of your political views.
Yeah, and it's really hard to just listen to somebody just oppose your views. Because it's
when,
like,
you don't have a chance to, like, step in and be like, actually, I think that... I'm sure a lot of people listening are like, know more about it than we might, and, like, have different opinions than us.
Yeah.
But
so that was just our opinions, something to talk about for an episode. So,
and they might change based on, like, if we get more knowledge from what's going on.
Right. It's just a crazy, crazy thing to happen.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what we're going to end today. So hopefully you at least found it a little bit interesting to listen to. I'll probably put a disclaimer in the description to not listen if you're politically charged right now.
Yeah. And if you are... You could message us and let us know your opinions.
Yeah.
Maybe make us think.
Yeah. Yeah, we're, you know, we got open minds. We're not...
Boomers.
Yeah. We're not stuck to one way of thinking,
yeah,
like some people. I love to hear people's views of different things.
And if you have a different opinion than us, hopefully we made you think. And... Not that we're, like, trying to change people's opinions if they have them, but it's healthy to hear from the other side of,
yeah,
what you think once in a while.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta play devil's advocate, otherwise...
Yeah.
You're a lame individual if you're close-minded.
We gotta get Mr. Balky on the podcast.
Oh my God.
These days. That would be nuts.
That would be so uncomfortable.
I'd go with it.
Just email him and ask him to send in some voice recordings. But yeah, that was today's episode. Like I said, hopefully you found it at least a little bit interesting. But other than that, thank you for listening if you did. love you.
If you made it to the end of this video, like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe for sure. So, we'll see you later. Peace out.